It has been told that he is Bhagavan Ishwar. Not crossing the Narlila Bhav, he is sitting everywhere. He can sit in the hearts of so many yogis. Why he cannot sit on the seats made by all gopis? He is telling that in Brahma, Shankar and all other yogis who go in the side of Kshirotsa ocean, and for a moment he sits there and at once he vanishes, goes away. But here he sat for so long period, Brahmaratri. Achyuta, he always sits, never leaves that ocean. Chuti rahi. Archita. And all the same that I have described.
Kotha bajilo koto?
So,
26. 26. Kokhon theke boshechi?
22.
Tale koto holo?
Sabhaj itva to damangan anangadipanam sahas lile khan vibhrama bhuva sansvasen ankrita angri hastayo sansust ishat kupita bhav shire. Sabhaja itva sadanangadi panam sahas lile khan vibhrama bhuva. After that, Gopi Hasyamaya Lila Katakshya Vilashogi with
smiling
face by their this Katakshya and Krishna having his hands in the lips in the laps of gopis or his face, they began to serve with their hands like this. And after that they will begin to do prasansa means
admiring
the
praising
the Krishna lotus feet and hands, and they began to tell something with ishat kop, ishat angry anger, Ishak means there was mostly pain. Anger was very little. Ishak. To explain their hearts. And they mildly there are telling. Like a prahelika, prahelika means in like a question, that who is you? At first they served Krishna and they made please Krishna. And then they began to ask Krishna. They began to prakash karna. Express their moods so that Krishna Ananga can come out, praying for this. Because Krishna was controlled by them and he wanted to play with gopis. Gopis saw Krishna's viewpoint and then they began to do like same to fulfill the desire of Krishna. But they are showing that they were not utsuk, they were not eager. They were not eager to do vihar with Krishna, as if they are telling like so. But actually they were wanting. And Krishna has called gopis and he has again disappeared. So gopi were some angry with Krishna. Krishna also began to show his face and everything, that gopis come, gopis prem may come out, both each other. So please, Krishna is also giving his hand, doing like so, and they are also doing like so, each other. Sahas lilet khanu. Sahas means by
smiling.
That by smiling, by curving their
eyebrow,
are telling to Krishna that we want to ask something from you. They were thinking so, that we should ask Krishna, but not directly. We should know the heart of Krishna, how. So, by doing so, they want that Krishna should admit his fault. We should not tell that you have done fault, but Krishna may tell that I have done fault. So they began to ask. Here, he is telling that avahittha bhava came. Avahittha bhava means, you know, hiding their moods. They are telling in another mood. This is called avahittha. So, they are now telling that you have done wrong, cheated us. But Krishna should tell that I have done wrong. He is telling that by any coming bhav, when a sthayi bhav is covered by any other coming bhav, then that is called avahittha. The same thing we have described. Here, gopis had been some angry. But yet, they are pleasing Krishna, meddling, doing Krishna hand, serving, and feet serving, and telling, smiling, but yet there is some
anger.
And they, covering their anger, happily they are questioning Krishna. Though the action of gopis were kapatata, you know, cheating, but it is helping in a rasoda. They are hiding their sthayi bhav here, and they are covering their bhav with another bhav, so they are gopi. Gopi means to hide. Then Sarat Darshan. Nothing more. Now we will start tomorrow. In two times we will try to go what far as we can go. It is in order. Bhajato nu bhajanteka ek etad viparijana nobhyansya bhajanteka etanno bruhisadhu. Bhajato anu bhajanteka. The word meaning is like this. There are several kinds of persons. One kind of persons are those who, if anyone does bhajan, then they do bhajan also. If anyone has affection and love towards any other person, the other person will love. Eka etad viparyayam. Etad viparyayam means one kind of person, another kind of person about you die, opposite. That is, if anyone is not loving, he has no affection, but yet another is loving. It is the Persian, it is quite opposite. No bhayansa bhajan teka etanno bruhi sadhu. And third class of person are those who no bhayansa. If anyone loves, have affection, are not, the loves are not, this person don't love or have affection towards them. Now they are asking, smiling and laughing, they are asking to Krishna, etanno bruhi sadhuko. You should tell what is your idea about this. And they wanted to know from Krishna that you should tell truth, sadhubo. You should tell truth, no lie. Because you are so sadhu. So, we want to know that in three classes, you are one of them. So, in what class you are? First, second, third. Gopis are saying that those who love to others, Krishna does not love. Examples are we, because we love Krishna, but he don't love. He went, he came out of sight, and we were weeping and weeping so much, but he has no mercy, nothing, no love with us. Not on one time, several times we have seen. So, one who loves Krishna, but Krishna don't love. Eka eva tat viparyayam, gopis are seeing that in this class, also Krishna is not. If anyone loves, Krishna does not love. So if anyone loves or not, Krishna, how can he love? Anyone loves, but there are some reasons. That reason is that sahaituk prem, ahaituk prem. You know? Sahaituk prem means if anyone loves, then I have some swartha.
Self-interest.
He will pay me something that I want, not as a price or cost, but anything that I wish. Like father and mother, his son is not loving. Father is loving them for two reasons. In old days they will give something. They will serve him and palan poshan karenge. But some fathers are that they have nothing to take from them. They have enough. Or any guru, they don't love anyone for this. So the second is good. But Krishna has nothing ahead to bring, so he does not do prem to those who do prem or not. Gopis are thinking that he is not one of them. But the third, Krishna will be surely in that thing. No bhayansha bhajanteka. Etanno purushadho. Those who are doing prem are not doing prem. Krishna does not love. So Krishna is in that type of. So gopis are thinking that we have Krishna ko aise bandh diya hai, we have tightened Krishna so much that he should admit that I am akritagya, ungrateful. So they are smiling and asking Krishna. We see that Vaishnava Toshni is not telling. Gopis are, especially the gopi who sing for a very far distance with crooked eyes, making his eyebrow as a bow, and sharp eye as a
arrow.
And he has catch hold this lower leaves by his very beautiful tails. And at that time her appearance was so marvelous that Krishna was pee raha hai.
Drinking
in a cup of the two eyes. At that time, Braj Devi, Braj Gopi are thinking that he is so ungrateful. So he should realize this. And he should admit. So that gopi, very gopi, which was seen by the corner of her eyes, smiling, she is telling. That is mridu also, prakhar also, and controlling also Krishna, she is asking. They are hiding their bhav, mood, by avahitta, as if they don't know anything. And they are simply asking. But there is something very deep and they wanted to that Krishna should admit. It is the belief from outwardly it is not seen. So it is called in the Rasa Shastra, this mood is avahitya. Secondly, Jiva Goswami is telling, why you call them? Kaun hai? Aa jao. Hare Krishna. Kahan se aa rahe? Aaiye. They are thinking, when Krishna will admit that I am ungrateful, then he will never leave us. So they are asking this question. That Bet. And then these three things that they are asking, that anyone do bhajan or anyone have affection, though to them who has affection or love for them. Reciprocal. So you are among them or not? And some are those who don't love if anyone loves. They love everyone. Like, here it is not easy. They love, whether they love or not. And third are, anyone is loving or not, they don't care for them. So, who is that person? What is the fruit of three things, three loves? You should tell truth, or you should tell what is highest degree. Mane uttam roop, uttam mane?
Highest.
You should tell. They are telling bho, bruhisadhu bho, to be careful for Krishna. You should be carefully, you should tell. Here it may be that gopis are telling to Krishna. Gopis are telling to Krishna, but Krishna is not carefully hearing all this. It may be. So anyone tells, oh, hear me. He is here, but yet. You have seen this? So, bho, mane Krishna was keeping here and there, so told them that carefully you should tell us. Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Yet it is written, but yet I am telling. Gopis are thinking, uselessly for nothing. Krishna has given so much suffering to us, and he is actually very nishthur, cruel heart, and akritagya, ungrateful. Why he has done so? They are thinking themselves. We know that he is so lover, God lover in the whole world, and he is a rasik, we know, and he is not ungrateful. He cannot be ungrateful. He has a head to give mercy to all. But why he has did so? We cannot solve. So let us question to Krishna why he has done. But we see that whether he by nature cruel or hard-hearted or akritagya, ungrateful, he should admit this fact. Because he has realized this fact, he has left everything, our father, mother, husband, and also shame, sahishnuta, dharija, we have left everything. We have disobeyed our guardians and guru. Guru means father, mother, saraswati. We have disobeyed. And we have blindly come. What would be there? No, nothing to think. We know that our husbands and father and mother will not keep us in their homes. But as a mad, being mad, we have come here. But he is so, perhaps he is mad or not, we don't know. Because we are mad. So he are mad or not, we cannot imagine. Why he left us? So we will ask Krishna that whether he has some affection or love for us or not. Directly. But directly we cannot ask. We should not ask. So we'll have a prashna, question. In hiding our thava, hiding it. Mood, whether he has love, affection for us or not. We want to know that he has affection or not. Whether he is udasin to us, udasin means neutral to us, or he has some grow to us, Roman, anti. Anti mood. Droha. Droha means, you know?
Negative.
Not negative. Negative is udasinya. Not negative. That if anyone loves, I will be doing evil to that person. This is called Droha. like a father loves her children, but children after their marriage and having children so much, they may rebuke their parents. Like, it is called Grihasya. So there are three things. One, loving mood. Another, absolute
neutral.
And third, three things. We want to know that in three things, what mood Krishna has with us. So if we will directly ask Krishna, then Krishna will मैंने टाल बहाना करेगा
pretension
or freckles. He will try to avoid all these things. And he will, oh yeah, I love you so much. He will say. But we should put a question so that he cannot avoid. His inner mood should come. So, as ordinary person, they are asking Krishna, your loving mood towards us is sopadhik or nirupadhik. That is sahetuk or ahetuk. By any reason or without reason. Any swartha, swartha kya? Interest or without interest. By any cause or without cause, we want to know. You cannot tell. They are thinking, not questioning. They are thinking how to put this question that he should, माने अपने भावों को उगल दे. यही थोड़ा सा हमारे लिए अंग्रेजी में मुश्किल.
He
should
admit.
No.
He himself should say what is his mood.
Confess.
If a dog has eaten something, then if anyone wants that what he has eaten, then he will give some grass to eat. And dog itself will take grass and
vomit
everything. So gopis are giving a medicine, like medicine, that Krishna can vomit everything what he has eaten. Otherwise he will try to
conceal
that vomit. So they are very, very intelligent. And they are so intelligent that Krishna admits that they are more intelligent than me. Love is so a thing that lover becomes in higher grade than. Like Yashoda, I told in morning, Krishna thinks himself to be a god, god of god. And he is Sarva-Shakti-man.
All powerful,
almighty. And he has Satchitananda, everything, Ladini, Sambhit, Sandini, and all kinds of Aishwarya, opulence. But yet Yashoda takes him by left hand arm and sit down here. And Krishna sat down here. And thinking, where is my Bhagavata? No? I am Bhagavan, but I am now Vibhas.
Helpless. Helpless.
Helpless now. Become certainly helpless. I began to see here and there what to do. My mother has make me sit here. What to do? So, gopis are so intelligent. They know how to Krishna commit. Krishna is hearing their understanding their notes. And he is just smiling. Because sadharan bhav se wo admit nahi karega. Like so many big pleaders in this in front of judge, when a culprit is there in Kathghara, you know?
Box.
And good pleaders ask them. They don't directly ask. Very far away. And anyhow, they felt that person in a tree that he should admit that thing. And that person does not know that part I am telling. So these are like very great leaders, gopis. जीरा जानते हैं? जीरा आप लोग जीरा जानते हैं? हैं? वो वकील लोग जीरा करते हैं ना? आर्गुमेंट नहीं
है, एग्जामिनेशन.
हाँ, एग्जामिनेशन.
इट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ एग्जामिनेशन.
एग्जिट. ठीक. Their gopis are thinking very deeply. Those who love anyone with any reason for their swartha, for their self-interest, that priti is called supadhik priti, not nirupadhik. So, those who have sopadik priti, they want to manoranjan. Manoranjan means?
Entertainment.
If they see that there will be no entertainment by that person, they will not love. This is called sopadik priti. And if no that self-interest, no manoranjan, but yet loving, this is supadik, nirupadik priti. Krishna cannot be told in the class of supadik priti. They are thinking themselves, no supadik. If there was supadik priti, then Krishna could not go out of our sight. Because there is no self-interest, no entertainment from us. So he left us and went away. Krishna is not apna manoranjan humse nahi kar raha, chhod karke chala gaya. You understand?
He's not thinking what he will get.
So he left easily us. Not one. Lakhs and lakhs and koti, crores and crores koti. So pitiful. No? In whole world. All are Kishori. The Jamuna Upavan bank was so uncool for them. and no Purusha is there. Krishna is also Kishore, and he had sang on flute and collected us, and we are very uncool to Krishna. Uncool means
very
good. Yet, yet he vanished away from me. So he is not in that class. But also we see that nirupadik prem, no nirupadik prem, because he comes to us and chatters us, beg for us, give me a bhiksha of prem. He also give his head on our foot. So it cannot be told that he has no prem or nirupadik prem. So it can be told that his priti is not supadhik, because he wanted to kill them gopis by dira. Dira is Agni, and for so much time he left us, and we are burning in the fire of dira. But he did not come to see us how they are. But we see that he has no nirupadik priti also. Why? Because is that it is there should be a reason or no, but there were some reasons. But yet all the demons like Duryodhan and all others, without any cause, they made Krishna enemy. So these are perpetual enemies. We see that there is no perpetual enmity with us. Krishna, he loves us so much. From where is he? So what kind of love is he? They are not decided. So there is no enmity, no droha. Because we don't see any enmity how move always. Because we have played so many times with Krishna. Krishna comes to our homes. In Varsana, you know, how Krishna goes and meets if Srimati Radhika stops to speak with Krishna, then having the shape of any Malini,
Gardener.
He comes and he takes the name of Mohini and enters in Varsana, and he tells that he sings so much, so sweet, and tells that I am the daughter of any gardener. I know message, I know coloring, I know singer, and to whom I will touch, his sorrow, his suffering, his all badness, everything go. Hearing this Lalita and Vishakha and all, called her in the Rajbhavan of Vishwamitra. And they took up to Srimati Radhika. She was so beautiful, garland makeup lady, Kishori, very beautiful. Then she told that, I'm seeing that you are in sorrow, you are tired, so if I touch you and do message, and I will give my garland your name. Why to go? Sakhi told Lalita Vishakha that yes, you can message, you can touch, you can give garland in the neck of Krishna. So he touched the feet. At once, none but then that Kishori gave garland in the neck of Srimati Radha and touched his body in so bad manner that Krishna does. So he was assured that he is none but Krishna. Now he saw towards Sakhi. And he saw by their eyes, corner of eye, that he is none but that cheetah is there. They all assured. And they began to do a tree. Srimati told that this garland makers daughter is so beautiful and lucky. And he has done my so much service to me. I am grateful to her. So I want to give my dress. And I will, my own hand,
dress him.
Make wear.
Dress her.
I will dress her. And I will do sringar of that. Because I admit her as a sakhi. So Krishna was began to look here and there, how to escape. Now my reality will be this close. He wanted to anyhow to fly from there. But all gopis surrounded her. Him. That anyhow he should have escaped. And Srimati Radhika told that, I am giving my dress to you. First I will
take up
all the dress and new dress I will take. Krishna, no, I don't like this. I don't like new, my old dress are very good. But all catch hold of Krishna and they took up the Krishna clothes and saw that is really Krishna. And he is not a lady. Then all began to clap. So Krishna goes to them, beg pardon, and ask them bhikkha to them. So that considering Krishna, that he is not at all tapkitapkan anywhere.
He is not ungrateful.
And he is not in more mood, enmity mood. If we see that, there should be a reason that he has left us. Pratikulya nibandha. Pratikulya mane, which is not desirable. Without a reason, there should be any reason. We are both friends. ₹1 lakh came to us. Then he told that this is mine. I am telling this is mine. present among them us, because that is friendship. But account to take the money, this is reason. So have it, there is any reason between us and Krishna that Krishna has become opposite? We have not done anything so. We always see the happiness of Krishna. Now, there may be any droha, enmity, but there is no enmity. So it is seen, it seems that he is of the subject, grateful, ungrateful. So he should admit that I am ungrateful. We will not tell him. We should know here all gopis are in same mood. One gopi is doing question to Krishna, but we should think that this question is from all gopis. Vipaksha, Swapaksha, Tatastha and Shuri, both four kinds of gopis there are. So it is the question of all gopis. So they are telling to Krishna, oh, you are very great sage, Mahapragya. Pragya means? So, intelligent and sadhu. We know that you cannot cheat us because you are sadhu. And this is one kind of they know that Krishna is cheater, but yet they tell you are sad. Then you know what is the meaning of Ganga.
They give him credit for something which he's not.
This is Ganga. Anyone who loves another, whether he loves or not, he does love, he loves. And third person is that if anyone loving or not loving, he has no love for him. So in what category you are, they have to speak, they are telling to this. So, this took 1 and 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What is the time now?
6:50. We began 5:30.
5:30. Then?
15 minutes more.
What are you saying?
But
in one sentence, which category Vihari ji belongs? But he replied that I don't belong to any three categories.
Beyond
all material. He loves, it is a commercial thing which I don't do. Then he denied everything, and lastly, he comes to what category?
We will hear it by mouth of Krishna. Then it will be very lovely and very interesting.
And we have to wait for November.
And we should try to avoid all these things and do to frame to anyone with this system. We should not think that Krishna is loving or not. We should love Krishna. This is love. If we are doing bhakti to Krishna and he is not giving any
exchange
or
return.
But we should. One day he will be bound to love. But Krishna wants to increase our love. He wants that our love should be go out of and upward than being worldly love. It should be chinmay prem. And always continuous prem. So he does not give darshan or does not accept outward, but he accepts. But outward, he gives no response. This is mercy of Krishna. And that he will tell.
Adoshartha, Tata, Sadhu, Sangha, up to Bhava and Prem. When Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari?
Sadhan Bhakta, Bhava Bhakta and Prema Bhakta. Also we know Sarukshita Bhakta, Sangha Siddha Bhakta, and so on.
And Namaparad, Namava, and Shuddhanam. So, what is the relationship between the different stages?
What do you mean?
Means in this Adoshadha, Tita, Sadhu, Sangha, and so on, where will Namabhas come, where will Shuddhanam come, where will Swarup Siddhi Bhakti come, and
when a man has sattva, it may be that all kinds of aparad, everything is easier. But by the association of any bhakta, qualified bhakta, a sattva may come at the position, also in the position, when he is characterless, his dakaya, he is so wretched, so fallen, even then too, by the association, that's what happened. As Ajamil Bhaji, so much a jacket for him, and he has got his umbrella, and he became, went off so high. As being in this so very low level, wretched condition, Vildamandal has that sort, and that so in any position, whether he is good or bad, anyhow, willingly or unwillingly, he has sadhu sangha. He may have sadhu. And these sadhas are of two kinds at the same beginning stage. Either by hearing, rasmai katha of Krishna, or by the sasam and by peering sasam. These two kinds of sraddha have come here, and he will not hear the pastimes of Krishna and will not associate, then both will be dry. And at that time, if you will have good association, anathadik go by and by. Aparad will be, apart will go by. And all others, these are not helpful purpose, they will also go by. When we will have a guru, diksha and siksha, and practically we will enter in bhakti realm, doing bhakti, uttama bhakti in practice by all indriyas, then it is called sadhana bhakti. And up to that time, no new aparad comes. All the prash going on. And avyanata in some extent going on. This is more root avyan, anartha. Now he is serving and giving respect to Vaishnava willingly. And by practicing Naam, Harikatha, Samad, Samadam, Kirtanam, Sriranam, Bandhanam, Padu, Srivam. These are gradually developing and anartha are
subsiding.
When we have Nishtha, then most of anartha, blunders, aparad, will be in about to go, not gone. They may come, but now they are not in active mood. So they are going. Going on in what proportion, in what percent, in that very person, bhakti is complete. Our sadhana is going on, sadhana bhakti, and developing. When it comes to rishi, then most of dangerous aparad have gone away. No blunder aparad. But yet there will be something which is not helpful in bhakti. That is to hear Harikatha. It is no offense. But it is anartha. No? Like praise will come. And if he will not shave, and he will try to dish all these things, praise, and artha,
well,
Lakshmi. And very pleased to have this and always collecting all this, not giving attention to real bhakti. They can inspire us. So, loyal, vikshep, apratipatti, kasaya, is an anartha, not a parada. So we should try to apply by chanting her name always, by serving Vaishnava, by serving gurus. Now, when our asakti is so much this is also gone to some extent, half extent. All and all. Aparadha is not there. It has gone. And also, our path, our
good deeds,
avidya, self-avidya, and prarabdha, aparadha, all are going vanishing. But yet, there are some smell there. When after this dhava will come, all anaksha and everything has gone away. His bhakti has come to dhava. And at that time, four lips have been come in his bhakti. Kleshakni, Subhada, Mokshalabhutakrita, and Sukhutrita. But if two lips are to come out. And now he is bhav bhakti. His bhakti is bhav bhakti. His anartha has been swept away everything. Almost all. Only there are some smell there. Up to nishtha. Sangha Siddha and Arupa. Almost all gone. Arupa Siddha and
Sangha Siddha.
Sakama Bhakti, Nishkama Bhakti, everything goes away. Then bhav comes. Now he is bhav bhakta. And only something is there. And this is called Swarup Siddha. Practicing bhav bhakti, like Rupa and Raghunath, practicing Raganuga, more like Rupa Raghunath, Bilva Mangal Thakur, then Vastu Siddhi will come and lost him. Leave this planet. And we can go to that planet where Krishna Prakati is going from. In Nishtha, Baudesh, personally goes away. Then priority means almost all have done. Then priority,
Purna,
in Bhavastha, Purna, all goes away. And in frame,
Asantati.
Anything, no more rest. Then you bhakti begins from Shraddha. The characteristics of two are seven. From beginning. Anyone goes at the root of bhakti and other very, very rare persons will follow the Raganuga. But they don't know what is Raganuga, what is Vaidhi. That practice people. But then they will read the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Goswami. They will see that, oh, I am going in the path of. But he should follow all the lines of and all the vidhi of Vaidhi. And inwardly, he will try to follow. Always see that he is doing Raganuga. But actually he is doing. He is reading Bhagavad. Vaidhi Bhakta also reading Bhagavad. He will read Prahlad Maharaj, Upakhyan, all others. And he will read the topics in which Krishna and Gopis are coming. फिर दो कीर्तन हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण वैदिक भक्ति विद नो भाव एंड ही विल क्राई ओ कृष्ण हे राधे हे श्याम सुंदर हे मदन मोहन राधारम
At what stage does Nam Abhras become Nam Abhas, and when does Nam Abhas become Shubhana?
Well, we have no real Vaishnava Sangha. And only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Ordinary, no Guru, nothing. I am seeing that they are doing, so why I cannot do? I can sing very sweetly more than them. At that time, there is no problem. Almost all men are with Aparada. And then he got Shuddha Guru, and then he practices, and comes at the stage of Nishtha. Before that, anishta bhakti, anishta jya, then it will be some aparad. And after that, in the shelter of Guru, then it will be namabhas. And then it will come asakti. It means that sukhana. Especially when bhava will come.
And Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari.
Kanishtha Adhikari, when he does not know any tattva, Bhagavat tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Bhakti tattva, Nama tattva, this world tattva, he does not know. And now he has gone and he has accepted any guru, but not following. He tries, but he does not understand the difference between all these. What is Vaidhi Bhakti, what is Raganda, what is Shuddha Bhakti, what is Ashuddha Bhakti, who is Krishna, who is Ram, who is Shankar, who is not well known, then he is very Shankar. He only knows Krishna. He is not respecting Vaishnava. He does not know the qualifications of Uttam Madhyam Kanishtha Vaishnava. So he is Kanishtha. Always Namaparat. Sometimes in Namabhas. And then by the association of good bhaktas, qualified Vaishnava, he is chanting, hearing more than chanting, and something remembering, and doing all kinds of Namabhas. While by his Indriyas, and then the have the associations of good Vaishnava. And when he begins to question his Gurudev very mindfully to know all these things, he enters in the stage of who I am, how I come, what to do, how to take, who are Vaishnavas, what is Maya. Then there is question, and he will turn to respect Vaishnava according to quality. Then he becomes in Vaishnava. And when he fully knows all these things, then he is Madhyam Madhyam. And when he is protested,
realizing everything with anubhuti,
experience,
then he is madhyam, and he is now is ready to go into samkalpa. No ninda, no separate bhava, fully convinced in all these truths. His name is begun to be Shuddha. Madhyamadhikari, no Shuddha. Sometimes Shuddha, sometimes Namabhas. Kanishta, always Namaparat. Very rare Namabhas. And Uttam, all time Shuddha.
And Arobsidhiba. Is it like Kanishta Adhikari?
Kanishta Adhikari.
And some...
And some extent to Madhyam Adhikari too. When he becomes Uttam or Madhyam Madhyam, then gradually is good. But it may be found in Madhyam Kanishta.
And Sansiddha Bhakti?
Some Siddha Bhakti may up go to Asakti, because we will have to adopt the theory Sina Tapi Sune Chena Tarurabhi Sai Sunna Amanina Manudena Siddhina Sadhana. But actually we cannot accept, adopt. It comes in the level of prem. When prem goes up, Tinatapisuni, Tarunapi Sajna, Mani Namti, fourth quality go up. When it is down, it is also down. Always in the same level of prem. So if our there is prem, then they will come in full. When there is no prem, know all these things. But we try to not to be angry. This is one thing. And anger never comes. This is one thing. We can control anger. But a stage will come when there is no anger at all to be controlled. So when there is no anger to be controlled, this is Uttama. So these anat are there, but it is controlled, then it is Madhyamadhyaya. And by that, some offense, or by all these things, some evil can be done, come. Like rope, like man, apaman, man, apaman.
Pride.
First, you know, prestige, prestige. He has not honored me. He is fooled, like this. These things will come in Madhyam Adhikari. But Uttam Adhikari, no rogue, nothing, obstacle, he does not know what is obstacle. But in Madhyam Adhikari, it can be, but it can be subsided. Sometimes it will not be subsided in Madhyam Adhikari. But when Madhyam Adhikari will go, in Uttam Adhikari, all subside, not subside, there will be vast way. He does not know what is Maya, what is all this, what is growth, calm, mouth, move, muscle.
Now, if someone has a seed of Raja Bhakti, then when he comes to the stage of Bhava Bhakti, then his Swarup will be revealed.
When comes Nishtha, all apras goes away. After that Ruchi will come. And after Ruchi, Ruchi will be matured into Asakti. And after maturing this Asakti, how?
Yes. So if there is a qualified disciple. Ekadasa Bhava should
be certainly come. At the stage of bhava, beginning of bhava, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Visakha, or any living entity, Uttam Bhagavat Bhakta, by the grace of Krishna, he said the certainly comes. Not vividly, but sleeping. And as soon as his bhakti will be matured, gradually, Siddha Sarupa also will gradually mature. And everything will come by the grace of Radhika and Krishna or his associates and the associates of associates. Because the Lilith has directly always. By the grace of Madhyam Adhikari, who is so unmata, and he is so much kind to us. Because Uttam Bhagavat does not give his associates. By chance it is found. By the love. By the Vishesh Kripa of Krishna. And he has given duty to Madhyam Adhikari to give his association. So we can easily can have this Samadhi. And we will gradually advance.
But without association of...
One thing more. These 11 things are how? Are these bhavas? Comes in sadhak heart by two ways. By their grace, like two manners. If anyone goes to any house, home, he asks that, will you take prasadam? Yes. Will you prepare our in my house? We are offered to be to big graha. And it is quite ready. Malpua, puri, kachauri, parman, dal, chawal, arasam, everything. If you want, it is offered and it is quite ready, you can take just now. Otherwise, if you want, you can prepare yourself. I will give you everything. All the utensils, I will give you. You can manage to prepare. So, at a time by the Ahaituki Kripa of Krishna and his associates, everything appears here by Sthuti. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada, everything is done. And if it is not done, then by Madhyam Adhikari, by that way, practically he comes and gives all these things. Both ways are best, very good. But when Krishna will be so pleased, he can manage for these things or that. But actually their position is so good. When it comes automatically from up, and artificial, this may be artificial, unartificial too. Sometimes, but mostly it becomes unartificial.
artificial, not natural.
No. Because Guru in this is found so rare. So anarthakarastha jeev cannot give this. A powerful person is, who is qualified to give it. I or you cannot give it. So we'll have to pay. And we should practice. And Krishna or our Gurudev will inspiration. And still we'll have to wait. Artificially we should not do Chinta or Siddhade and Ekadas Bhav. We should know, but it will come gradually by two courses. First today, not reading this. This is more important. They will manage. He is not that. He is still. He is watching, of course. And if he is not watching and not still present, then he is not true. He should be here. But I think that those who don't know this fact, they should be rejected. Guru should not be.